Good morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Vav. We left off on the top of the page on Vav Amud Aleph 6a, towards the top of the page, first line, last word. We are jumping right in. The Gemara begins by quoting the Mishnah, Hatzad Hashaveh Shebahem. We said in the Mishnah, the common denominator of all of those damagers in the Mishnah, we said, is that they are in their ways to damage, and you are required to protect from them. And also, if a person caused damage from them, you'd have to pay. You'd have to pay from the choicest part of your land. So the Gemara says, "Latuye mai." From the fact that it says it's a common denominator, right? Rashi says, "The mashma af kol shedar kol hazik shmeatel alecha umay matzid latuye." He says that anything, meaning it's not only these, it's anything that falls into this category that generally causes damage, would be part of this common denominator. So what was it coming to include in the Mishnah? So Amar Abayi, we're going to have a bunch of different opinions. Pretty much the majority of today's daf is going to be on this point. Maybe a good 1.5 of this daf is going to be on this point of what is the Gemara, what is the Mishnah coming to include. So Amar Abayi, it's coming to include someone's stone, their knife, and their weight that they place on top of a roof. And they fell in Ruach Metziyah. There was a wind that came and blew down one of these things off the roof, and it caused damage to someone. So the Gemara says, what's the case here? If while it fell, it caused damage. That's the same thing as fire. So Maishna Esh, why is fire specific that you're liable for? Because there's another aspect mixed in, the wind is within it. And it's your property. And you have to guard it. So the Gemara says, these two, there's the wind that's mixed in it. It's your property. And you have to protect it. So the Gemara says, it must be after these things fell from the roof, they landed, someone then came and got hurt. So the Gemara says, if the owner made it ownerless, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel haynu bor. Whether you go like Rav or Shmuel, we're going to see this later on, and later in the Masechet, this Machloket, but not to get too into it, whether you go like Rav or Shmuel later on, it's no matter what, they compare this case, if it's ownerless, it's compared to a bor, a pit, which is also, it's like ownerless, nobody's moving it, nobody's in charge of it, someone walks and gets hurt, right? So that would be like a bor, so you don't need to add this. So Maishna bor, why specifically is a pit, a person would be liable for any damage. Shekin tchilat asiyato lenezek, because initially it was made for damage. Umamunecha shmiratan alecha shmirado alecha, and it's your property, and you have to guard it. You have to make sure nobody gets hurt. The Gemara says, "Hani nami." So to these tchilat asiyatan lenezek, they were made for damage. Umamunecha, they're your property. Shmiratan alecha, and you have to protect that nobody gets hurt. So ela must be delo afarkino. Must be that they did not make it ownerless. Okay, if you didn't make it ownerless. Now, according to Shmuel, Damar Kulam Yibora Lamanu, that we learn all of these damagers from the pit, Hainu Bor. This is the same thing as the pit. So why do you need to mention this extra? So the Gemara says, no. Le'olam Dafarkinu. Really, he made it ownerless. Velo Damu Lebor. And it's not similar to a pit. Ma Lebor Sheken Ein Koach Me'achem Me'orav Bo. A pit doesn't have another aspect mixed in within it. Whereas Tomar Behane Shekoach Acher Me'orav Ben. But these, they have wind that's mixed in it that caused it to fall and cause someone to get hurt. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Esh Tochiach. Let's learn out from fire. The Gemara says, you can't learn from fire. Ma La'esh Sheken Darko Le'lechol Azik. Fire, its way is that it goes, it spreads, and it causes damage. That's not the same thing over here by a stone or a knife or something along those lines. It doesn't go on its own. So the Gemara says, Bor Tochiach. Okay, let the pit prove it. And you can't do that because we just tried the pit and it didn't work. So they came back, and therefore that's why we learned the common denominator, and we said anything that causes damage, and it's your property, and you have to protect it, no one would get hurt. That's the type of item that we're including, and it's referring to a stone, knife, or your weight that you left on the roof, and it fell, and someone came and got damage from it, and you had made it ownerless, and that's what we are referring to, that you would be liable for as well. Rava says a different answer, right? How do we know Rava is disagreeing? Do you guys remember the klal I taught you, the general rule? The general rule in the Gemara is that if the Gemara brings a second opinion, starting with his name, and then Amar, that's how you know he's disagreeing with the previous opinion. If it says Amar Ravad, Amar first, he's not disagreeing, he's just saying something else. So if here it says Rava Amar, so you would understand that he's already coming to disagree with that previous opinion of Abaye. Latuye Bor, he says, no, it's coming to add a pit. Hamid Galgel Baragle Adam Ragle Behema. That is coming to add a pit that it rolls with the legs of the person or legs of the animal. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, What does that mean? Bor mitgalgal gansha hiniach even bereshut harabim. You place a stone in the reshut harabim. Uvoadavim koma lo yizika. When it was in its place, it didn't cause any damage. Vegilgilua ragle adam ve'emad makom acher yizika sham. And then the person came and kicked it, and it caused damage where it was kicked. So that's what he said is coming to add. So the Gemara says, hechidame, what's the case? If you made it ownerless, bein the Rav, bein the Shmuel, hainu bor. Whether like Rav and Shmuel, we said earlier, it's considered like a pit. And we already mentioned pit. So maishna bor, why specifically is a pit person liable for damage? Because it was made initially for damage, and it's you're required to protect it, and no one gets hurt. Haninami, so to these, tchilat asiyatan lenezek shmiratan alecha. So to these, they are made initially for damage, and you're required to protect. So ela delo afarkin, it must be that they did not make it ownerless. So lishmuel, according to Shmuel, damar kulomi boro lamanu, kulami boro lamanu. He says we learn all of these damages from the pit, the case of the pit, hainu bor. So it's the same thing as a pit. Why do you need to mention it? So the Gemara says no, leolam afarkin. Really, he made it ownerless. Velo dame labor, it's not similar to a pit. Ma labor ken maasav garmulo. A pit, its actions, it itself caused its damage. But tomar behane she'en maasav garmulo. This, its action did not cause the damage. Rashi says, what does it mean? Its action kiriyato garmata ezek, aval maasav shazel lo iziku. Ela ragle adam ve'ema shegilgilua. Meaning the pit itself, if someone's kelim fell in there, they got damaged. The pit itself caused the damage. Whereas over here, what we're referring to, there was a stone on top of somewhere that was placed. Only the person who like kicked it and moved it somewhere else, over there it got damaged. So it was the person that caused the damage over here. And that's why this is not similar to a boar. So the Gemara says, Shor yochiach. Okay, let the ox prove it. That what? Rashi says, She'ein ma'ase be'alim garmu et ha'ezek. The owner did not cause the damage from by the case of an ox. Ela mamono hizik. It was his money that caused the damage. So the Gemara says, no. Ma l'shor sheken darko l'alechu l'azik. No. An ox, it's in its nature to go and cause damage. But that's not the same case. Why the case of this stone? So the Gemara says, Bo tochiach. Okay, let the pit come and prove it again. But we already tried that. V'chazar adin, and we came back to where we were. Lo re'ize k'rize, and neither nature is like one another, and therefore we have to learn a common denominator to prove that any time you have something that is in it, it causes damage, and you have to protect it. It's your property. Therefore, it's coming to add, even this case of this stone that was moved, that was kicked, and it caused damage, and that therefore you'd be liable for that. Rav Ada bar Ahava Amar. Rav Ada comes and says, is he disagreeing or agreeing? Rav Ada bar Ahava. What is disagreeing. He's disagreeing, right? Because it says his name first. So he's giving a third opinion of what the Mishnah is coming to add. La'atuye hadetane is coming to add the following baraita. Kol elu she'amru, all of those that they said, potkin bivotehem v'gorfin ma'arotehem. Right, Rashi says, what does this mean? That the Beit Din allows them to open up their tubes that allow, like, let's say they have pipes that allow water to pour out. They would allow their pipes to be open and pouring into the Rushut HaRabim. Or let's say to allow their garbage to be thrown into the Rushut HaRabim. So bimot hachama enem rushut. In the summertime, they don't have permission. Whereas bimot hageshamim, in the wintertime, yesh lem rushut, they have permission. Why? Why would the summer they wouldn't, in the winter they would? Rashi explains, mipnei sherechov na'ev hu mekalkelo. In the summer, it's nice, and you're ruining the streets. Whereas aval bimot hageshamim sherechovod melukhlachod yesh lem rushut. In the winter, it was messy, it was dirty, it wasn't so clean. So therefore, it was allowed. So the Gemara says, "Afal pi shebereshut, even if it's with permission, im hiziku chayvim l'shalem. If you cause damage with what you put in the reshut harabim, you have to pay." So the Gemara says, "Echidame, what's the case? If while the water was pouring into the reshut harabim, it caused damage, therefore it's coming from your koach, your hand. Therefore, of course, you should be liable." It must be batar denaich. It must be after it went into the Rishut Arvim. Only then someone came and got damaged. Hechidame. So what's the case? Id dafarkinu. If you made it ownerless, bein the Rav, bein the Shmuel, hainu bor. Whether like Rav or Shmuel, it's like a pit. Therefore, we don't need to mention it. Maishna bor. Why specifically is a pit liable? A person for a pit is liable for damage. The tchilat asiyato nezeg ma'amunechash merato alecha. Like we said earlier, it was made initially for damage, and it's your property, and you have to make sure no one gets hurt. Haninami, so to these, tchilat asiyatan nezek, it was made initially for damage, and it's your property, and you have to make sure no one gets hurt. Ela delo afarkin, it must be they did not make it ownerless. So the Gemara says, Lishmuel, according to Shmuel, damar kulami bora lamandu, that we learned all of these damages from the pit. Hainu bor, it's the same thing as a pit. The Gemara answers, okay, leolam da afarkin, really made it ownerless. Velo dami labor, and it's not similar to a pit. Ma lebor sheken shelo bereshut. A pit, is without the Beit Din's permission. But Tomar Behane, the Reshut, over here, it's talking about with the Beit Din's permission, they're allowed to throw it. And still we say that they're liable. Flipping the Amud. So the Gemara says, Shor Yochiach, okay, let an ox prove it. That it's with the Beit Din's permission that you're allowed to have an ox walk in the Reshut Arim. Right? So the Gemara says, Mala Shor, Shekin Darko Lechol Azik, no, an ox, it's in its nature to go and cause damage. Whereas this case of a, you know, these water pipes that are pouring into the Reshut Arim, that's not in its nature to cause damage. So Bor Tochiach, let the pit prove it. We already tried that, B'chazar Adin. So we came back to where we were before, and therefore we have to learn out this common denominator that says that anything that causes damage in the Mishnah, and it's your property, and you have to guard it, therefore it's incoming to include this case of the, if the Beit Din allowed them to open up their pipes and the water go into the Reshut Arim, they would be liable if any damage was caused. Very good. Those are three opinions. Ravina Amar. Ravina comes and gives a fourth opinion. Right? He's disagreeing again. Latuye haditan. He says, no, it's coming to add the following Mishnah. Fourth and final opinion. Hakotel va'ilan shenaflu reshut ha'arvim v'yiziku. If a wall or a tree fell on the reshut ha'arvim and caused damage, patur milashalem, he doesn't have to pay. He's exempt. Natnu lo zman lakotzet ha'ilan v'lisor dakotel. But if they told him, hey, you have this amount of time to cut the tree or to take down the wall, v'naflu betoch hazman v'iziku patur, and it fell during that time period, he's exempt if it caused damage. But la'achar mezman chayav, but if it was after that time period, he still didn't take it down, he would be liable. Hechidamit, so what's the case? Idafarkinu, if he made it ownerless, bein the Rav, bein the Shmuel, hainu bor, whether like Rav or Shmuel, it's like a pit, that's also like ownerless, and therefore, of course he'd be liable. So, maishna bor, why specifically by a pit is he liable? Dehezeko matsui v'shmirato alecha. Because it's common that it causes damage, a pit, and you have to guard it. Haninami, so to these, Hezekan Matsui Shmiratan Adecha. They are causing damage commonly, a tree in the wall, and therefore it's on your responsibility to guard it. So the Gemara says, E de lo African, if you say did not make it ownerless, Lishmuel the Amara Kulami Boro Lamanu, that he says we learn all these damages from the pit, Hainu Bor, it's the same thing as the pit. So the Gemara answers the fourth time the same thing, the Olam da Farkinu. Rather we have to say that he made it ownerless. Velod dami labor, and it's not similar to a pit. Ma labor shekhen tchilat asiyaton nezek. A pit, it was made initially for damage. Tomar behani she'en tchilat asiyaton nezek. Are you going to say the same thing over here? That it wasn't made initially for damage, meaning a wall. Was this wall made for damaging? Was a tree made to damage? No. That's not what it was initially made for. So the Gemara says, shor yochiach. Okay, let the ox prove it. So ox wasn't created initially for damage. So the Gemara says, Malashor Shekin Darko Lalech Lazik. No, an ox you can't prove it from there because it's in its nature to go and cause damage. Whereas that's not the same case by a wall. Does a wall, is it in its nature to fall and cause damage? No. So Bor Tochiach, okay, let the pit prove it with Chazar Adin. And we came back to where we were before, and therefore we learned the common denominator to prove to us that even in the case of a wall or a tree that fell after the time that they told him you have to cut it, he would be liable to pay for any damage that was caused. Okay, finally, so we went through the four opinions. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, Shezik Chav HaMazik, when he caused damage, the damager is liable. So he says, Chav HaMazik, why does it say Chav HaMazik, that he has to pay debt, like he's liable? Should have said Chayav HaMazik. Meaning Chayav is the word that means liability. Chav is kind of like he's indebted. Why did he use that word Chav? So Chayav HaMazik mi bayilei, he should have said he is liable. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yudah Marav, Hai Tana Yerushalmi, when this Tana of our Mishnah was Yerushalmi, the Tani Lishna Kalila. He wanted to teach a more simple language to understand. So he just said Chav, but he could have said Chayav also. Then we said in Mishnah, Shalem Tashlumei Nezek, you have to pay the Tashlum of the damage. So the Gemara says, Tana Maran, the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Kalmo Yishalem, from the choices of your field and your vineyard, you have to pay. Meitav Sadeu Shal Nizak, Meitav Kalmo Shal Nizak, the very Rabbi Ishmael. You pay the worth of the choicest property of the damaged one, the choicest field, and the choicest vineyard of the damaged one. Meaning, if let's say you damage his field, and it didn't have any fruit, so you have to evaluate what that his choicest field with fruit would have costed, and you have to pay that value. So the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Ishmael, the very Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no. It says, lo ba katuv ela lagbot la nizakin min ha'idit. The Pasuk is only telling us that you can come and collect from the damager from his choicest property. The Kal V'Chomer, the Hekdesh, and it's coming to teach a Kal V'Chomer for Hekdesh, which Gemara is not explaining right now, but the Rashi explains that it's going to explain later on. So we have a machloket, if you pay from the choicest property of the one that damaged, or from the one that was damaged, which choicest property are you causing? Because it can make a big difference. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Ishmael, what do you say? Achal Shmina, Mishalam Shmina. Achal Kechusha, Mishalam Shmina. Rabbi Ishmael says, hold up. If he eats a Shmina, he's going to pay ishmena. Meaning, if you damage, let's say, something that's heavy, something that's thick, right, fat, a fat piece of land, so you're going to have to pay the worth of a fat piece of land. But if somebody damages a small, lean piece of land, he's going to have to pay a fat piece of land? That doesn't make any sense. Meaning, why would he have to pay why do you have to pay from his choicest land? If you're saying that he always has to pay from his own choicest piece of land, if I cause damage on a piece of your land, this person's land that is worth 1/10 of what my choicest land is, that's not fair that I have to pay for my choices. So he says that doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, "Amar vidi baravin hachamay eskin." What are we dealing with here? Kigun she'achal aruga ben arugot. He caused damage to a row within rows of a field. We don't know if it was a thin row or if it was a thick row. If it was inferior or superior. The meshalem shmena that he has to pay the superior. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, uma ilan." But in the case of a tree, yad inan the kechusha achal lo meshalem ena kechusha. If he ate, let's say he damaged the lean, a inferior tree, he would have to only pay the worth of an inferior tree. Hashda delo yadinan I kechusha achal ishmena achal meshalem shmena. But over here, we don't know if he damaged something inferior or superior. He still has to pay the superior. How does that make any sense? So the Gemara says, "Hamotzi mechaveru alav raya." It should be that someone, there's a famous line in Shas, that somebody who wants to take money from someone else, you have to bring a proof that he owes you that money. You're coming and saying he damaged this piece of your land. It's worth much less than his choicest land. Why does he have to pay you from that choicest land? So ela amar avacha bar Yaakov, hacha b'may askina, what are we dealing with here? Kegon shahita idit den nizak kiziburit den mazik. The superior land of the one that was damaged is equal to the inferior land of the one that damaged. Ubeha pligi, and that's the machloket. This is the machloket. Rishmael says, ben nizak shaminan, we evaluate it based on what was damaged in the damaged property. That's why he pays from what was damaged. Rabbi Akiva savar, because no, ben the mazik shaminan, we evaluate it based on the damager's property. And therefore his property is the one of the non-superior land, but it's equal to his superior, meaning his inferior land is the same to that person as his superior land. That's the level that they're at. So the Gemara says, "My tamad Rishmael." Why does Rishmael say that? Ne'emar sadeh lemata. Ne'emar sadeh lemata, because in this pasuk, with regards to paying, it says sadeh two times. Once by the case of somebody who burns his friend's field or whatnot, and then it says the payment that he has to be made. So ne'emar sadeh lemata. Just like the first part of the pasuk is talking about the one that was damaged his field, so too the payment needs to be made of the damaged field. Rabbi Akiva says no, mitav sadeh mitav karmo yishalem, that he pays from the choices of his field or his vineyard. The one that is paying, he evaluates within his field, the choices piece. Okay, Rabbi Ishmael, what does he say? Ahani gzera shava v'ahani kra. He says we can use both the gzera shava and the pasuk. Ahani gzera shava k'dam mena. The gzera shava, I just taught you why that works. Of sadeh sadeh. Ah, okay. Ahani kra. What does the pasuk say? Kigon de idlei lemazik idid v'zibori. The damager has both a superior and an inferior land. Ve'idit. There's a different version over here the Gemara brings. The idlei lemazik idit v'ziburit v'idit lenizak lo shavya ki idit lemazik. Okay, the way the Gersa says is the damager has a superior and an inferior land, and the idit lenizak and the superior land of the one that was damaged lo shavya ki idit lemazik is not equal to the superior land of that which of the one who damaged, right? The one who was damaged, his superior land is not equivalent to the one who damaged. Okay, v'ziburit demazik lo shavya ki idit denizak, and the inferior land of the one that damaged is not equivalent to the, well, it should say, so it's not equivalent to the superior land of the one that was damaged. Okay, so I'll explain this in English basically. You have a damager and the one that was damaged. The one that was damaged, he has a superior land and an inferior land. Sorry, the one that was damaged has a superior land. He caused damage to that superior land. The one that damaged has a superior and an inferior land. His superior land is more valuable than the one that was damaged superior land. But the inferior land of the damager is not as valuable as the one that was damaged superior land. So the Gemara explains, because of that, the mishalem le mitav didei, he has to pay from his choicest of land. Delo matze amar le, he can't tell him Ta'at gabe miziburit, come and collect from my inferior land. You can't tell him to do that. Ela gabe mimetav, you have to tell him, come and collect from my choicest land. Right, Rashi says, the meshalem mimetav didei, ho'il viziburit shalo lo havek idid denizak, because his inferior land is not the same value as the damaged superior land. Therefore, you can't tell them to come and collect from your inferior land, which is not equivalent to what you damaged. Therefore, you have to pay from your superior land. Okay, we'll stop there for today, and we'll just do a 1-minute recap.